Hello, and welcome to the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative to record America's family history in sound. Oral histories are one of the most personal and rewarding ways to preserve family stories. The Tell Me a Story sessions are 45-minute interviews between two people with the assistance of a trained facilitator. Participants will receive a compact disc with the full interview. A copy will be archived at the Midwest Genealogy Center and, with permission, later made available to the public. And now, another story.
Today is November the 5th, 2016. My name is Dolores Gines. I am a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter of Kansas City, Missouri. I am here with Lavinia Phillips, a golden member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter of Kansas City, Missouri. The title golden means that Lavinia has met the 50-year milestone of membership in the sorority. We are here today to learn about her story as a woman of our illustrious Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. Lavinia, let's begin with you telling us something about your beginning. Tell us, where were you born? When were you born?
June 29, 1930, in Taft, that's T-A-F-T, Oklahoma. Small town, all black town, between Muskogee and Tulsa. It's closer to Muskogee.
Tell us a little bit about your family when you were growing up. Include your parents' names and whether you had any siblings.
Yes, I did have a sister. I still have a sister. My mother and my father. My mother was Isabel Kelly Driver. My father was St. Elmore Driver. They separated when I was about 2 years old. So we didn't have a long relationship with my father.
What did you grow up in the city where you were born or elsewhere?
Well, no. We left Taft. My mother, my sister, and I left Taft when I was almost 5 years old. It's about 2 or 3 weeks before I was 5 years old. And we headed to Kansas City barefoot. No fair. I wasn't five, so I didn't have to pay train fare, but my sister was already six, but my mother didn't have the money to pay her fare, so we were pretending that she was younger, and it didn't work. They were going to put us off the train, but it was a white man on the train, and he gave my mother the 50 cents to pay my sister's fare. And she wrote it down, and she said she would repay him when she got the money. However, back then you used ink pens, and it got wet, and it smudged. And so when she was able to do it, she couldn't read it.
Well, she had good intentions.
Good intentions. So we arrived in Kansas City. You don't want to know all that, do you?
Sure, tell us a story.
Oh, okay. We arrived in Kansas City, let's say barefoot. We didn't have overcoats or anything like that. We were very poor. And my uncle worked in a coal yard in the West Bottoms. And so we walked from the Union Station to the West Bottoms, where my uncle worked in this coal yard. Now, this was no flooring or anything in the shack. He was a night watchman at this coal yard. That's what his duties were. And so it was just a one-room shack. And so we bunked there with him. And, of course, we weren't really supposed to be there because that was his job. And my mother cooked on a big pot stove outside, and we were on his cot. I think he and my mother slept in chairs. I don't remember them. There was no other bed there other than that cot, and we slept on that. And so after that, we left, and someone was kind enough to allow us to stay in the upstairs room of a house. It was the old man, and that part of the house was empty. And we stayed there for a while. You want to know all the rest of it, too?
You had quite an adventure, didn't you?
Yes. Wow. There's some more.
Yeah. Well, tell us. Are you married, or have you been married?
Yes, I've been married 3 times. I'm not married now. I'm divorced from my husbands, and they are all deceased now.
Mm-hmm. So did you have any children?
3. I have 3 children. I have a son, Derek, Alan Phillips, and I have my oldest girl, Gail Phillips Stevenson, and Lynn Carroll. Well, she's been married, but she's gone back to using Phillips.
Okay. So tell me, where did you attend college? What was your major? When did you graduate?
Oh, you skipped grade school. You don't want to know
tell me about your grade school experience.
I grew up in the West Bottoms.
Okay.
And we were transported to Douglas Elementary School on the west side. There was no school down there in the West Bottom. And so they had a cab or a vehicle to take us to school. At one time, it was like an old van before they even had vans. And the way it was, that looked to the other kids, they called it a death wagon. And so when we pulled up at the school, they would start laughing at us. Here comes the death wagon. And, of course, we had to pile out of it and go into the school. So that was the elementary school. But Douglas was a good school. And it was small, but it was the teachers really looked after us. They really looked after us.
So, and you went to high school in the city also?
High school at Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri. Mm-hmm. And
when did you graduate from Lincoln?
I graduated from Lincoln in 1951 after spending 4 years there in August.
Tell me, what is it that... When did you decide to become a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority? And what led you to want to be a part of the organization?
Oh, that's when I went to Lincoln. I really didn't know too much, very little about sororities and fraternities. And, of course, I started hearing about it, and then they had the Rush Week and all of that. And I began to look around and everything. And the funny thing about it is my sister, a year older than me, was there at Lincoln. She pledged Delta. And so when I got there and I started looking around, fortunately, I didn't agree with her. Even though she was supposed to set an example for me, I disagreed with that example that she had set. So I had my own mindset, and I began to look around and see who was there. And it was the upperclassmen, the young ladies who had come there before me, and they were AKs. It was just something special about them. And so when I pledged, I pledged AKA. Now, I didn't pledge my freshman year. I could have, but I decided I wanted that to be a free year with no restrictions or anything, just enjoy my freshman year in college, which I did. So I did not pledge until my sophomore year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've been in the sorority for a little while, so I'm sure you've had some offices and worked on committees and all. What offices or titles have you held within the ARG organization? What committees have you worked on, whether it's undergraduate or graduate level?
I have been chairman of the, well, we were calling it community service back then, and the health committee, we had them kind of, it was the same group of SARS that worked in the committees that I was really interested in, and AKA Connection was the other. And in AKA Connection, something interesting happened. My fourth and fifth grade teacher at Douglas Elementary was Eunice Baycott. She had married, and she was then Eunice Baycott Johnson. But that's when I found out that she was an AKA, but she was my fourth and fifth grade teacher.
So that was another influence on you early on.
Except I didn't know that she was AKA then. I didn't even know there was such a thing as a sorority when I was in the fourth and fifth grade. But it was interesting to find that out.
Well, how has Alpha Kappa Alpha impacted your life?
I think mostly by the young ladies that I met, just meeting them, being able to socialize with them, being able to work with them on the different committees, and to find out what we really did, which is work. We work for the community, and those are our goals, and to see how hard we work toward those goals. But it's just, they're lovely ladies. They are lovely ladies. And I enjoy being around them. Yes.
Well, I believe you're retired now. But what was your occupation?
Well, let me tell you, this year, I have to say this, I will have been retired 30 years as of December the 31st of this year.
About that.
Now, what was your question?
What was your occupation when you were working?
I worked for Social Security Administration. I came up back then, blacks, you had to take what was given to you, basically, even though you had a college degree. And so I started out as a clerk typist, and then I went up, got promoted. However, your college, it was a government position for Social Security Administration, and they did give tests, and they did have, you had an opportunity to get promoted, and your college degree helped you with your promotions because you got more credit for being a college graduate. So I was able to go up through the ranks, and I retired as an assistant manager.
So what was your major, your degree in when you were in college?
Commercial education. Now, commercial education was kind of like you had a mini business combined with secretarial. And that's basically what it was. I don't even think they offer that anymore as a major.
Okay. Well, what about how your career, where you did work in Social Security, How did Alpha Kappa Alpha influence your career, or did your career influence Alpha Kappa Alpha?
I don't think either way. I don't think there was an influence. Now, Social Security was not my first job. My first job after I graduated was at Old General Hospital Number 2, which was for blacks only. Back then, we had Number 2 for blacks. Number 1 was for the whites. And I worked in the medical record department as a clerk typist. As a clerk typist, I typed medical record reports. I got birth certificates, death certificates, and things in general. And that, frankly, was the most interesting job that I had. And it was a good job, but everybody worked hard there, and they didn't know it, but sometime they would complain, you know, about, you know, they thought it was inferior, but the white specialists from Number 1, they were the ones that they guided the doctors and things, and they held meetings with the black doctors, and so they were getting some of the best medical help in Kansas City. If there were any problems or anything, they brought in one of the top specialists that helped with that situation. So they didn't realize they were getting some of the best medical care there was. And I worked there 5 years.
Okay. Let's talk about your experiences in Alpha Kappa Alpha for a minute. Can you tell me what your most memorable moment in Alpha Kappa Alpha was?
One of the first bully I attended, and of course that was after I had become Golden Star. Now that was very memorable. Okay. Yes.
And boule, what is the boule?
The boule is the what you might call the convention, the big convention, when all of the chapters, regionals, all come together and meet.
So what year was that that you attended?
That was in, I believe it was 19. Oh, you got me now. Well, 1990, somewhere in there. Okay. After it had 50 years, anyway.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's held every 2 years. The boule is held every 2 years. And, of course, there was another, when we had the 100th anniversary of the sorority. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I was honored to have gone to the birthplace of our founder. And upgraded, put a new memorial headstone there. And so I rode the train from, where were we, D.C. to Philadelphia, I believe it was. And that was another occasion that was really stood out.
Mm-hmm. Sounds exciting, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure that through the years you've made some kind of contributions to community service through the sorority, through your career. So what kind of contributions have you made to community service, whether it's your career, volunteer, or whatever?
Volunteer. Mm-hmm. Is volunteer. Well, I still do. I serve at the soup kitchen monthly. And that's community service, when collecting items. Another big one, I would say, collecting items for the women's shelter And we took the training for the women's shelter, and we were to assist them. They didn't really call on us that often, but I did go once. I had to go to court with one of the young ladies. It was night court, and I escorted her to that. Hearing some of the things that they, problems that they were having. And that training was interesting, too, to find out what all was going on to cause the women to be there in the women's shelter and to try to help them. And, of course, they had children, and, you know, to help the children. And, of course, I still donate clothing items. And when we take up items in the sorority now for the women, so I always contribute to that.
How have you impacted the lives of others through the service that you've given through Alpha Kappa Alpha?
Well, I guess what I just talked about would be one. And there are several that when we're at the soup kitchen, they let us know that they really appreciate us being there. And they look forward to our group because I guess we can relate to them when we're friendly and we fuss with them and, you know, joke with them. And so they really appreciate us serving them, you know. And, of course, the other things, you know, I didn't mention our CAL program. We call it CAL, C-A-L. It means Choices Affect Life. And, of course, that was a program that we had for teenage girls and preteen girls. We found out that there was almost more need at a preteen age than it was for the teenage. And we used that program to try to keep the girls from not getting pregnant, not getting, you know, STDs and so forth. And that was a program. We haven't had it lately because we haven't had a place to give it. But that was something that was very helpful to the girls. They all seem to have liked and really benefited from that program.
What do you like best or most about being an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman?
That's hard. That's hard. I like everything. I like everything about it. I like being around my sorors. I really enjoy that. And knowing that we are helping, you know, just knowing that we really are helping, that we're not just socializing, that we actually are helping.
Now, you've mentioned a couple of things today that are good stories, but I would like you to think about one of the great Alpha Kappa Alpha stories that you can share with us.
The great one. Well, that's hard. Well, I guess the train ride to Philadelphia, you know, to the gravesite of our founder, that's a... Of course, I've already talked about that, but that's... That's one. And at the Boule, I am able to, once in a while, I run into someone from Lincoln University that we were sorrows together, and seeing them, someone you haven't seen in years and years, and seeing them. And so there's a whole lot of great ones, you know. I can't really pin that down.
That's okay. But I'm sure that you have some advice for the young sorors who are just starting out in Alpha Kappa Alpha. What advice would you give them?
Naturally, to get on a committee and find out, you know, what the committee is about, and try to get on more than one, but get involved, actually work, and to get to know some of the other SARs. Sometimes it's hard when you're first coming in to try to get to know. You know, if you get to know one or two, and then you can move it on up and add to that. But you find out when you get to know them by working with them, you know. It's fun. It's fun. It's work, but it's also fun.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Lavinia, what is it that you want the SARs to remember about you?
Whatever they would like to remember. Remember that I did have two goals, and one was golden, and I'm my other goal is to try to be diamond. Try to remember that I really tried to make diamond. Yes.
So longevity.
Yes. 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 Right.
Sounds like what is important to you. Well, is there anything else that you would like to share?
Oh, I didn't tell you this, but you asked me about, you know, being an AKA. Of course, that wasn't the reason at that time. But later in life, I found out that I had been influenced by AKAs, not knowing that they were AKAs. And even when I worked, we were all raising families, and we didn't have the money to be involved with the sorority. And we didn't even talk about sororities. We didn't know anybody was an AKA or anything. But I found out that most of the young ladies that I worked with and I really got close with, they turned out to be AKs, you know, and it was just interesting to find that out. And I even met Bertha Cole's sister, and we were good friends. And then I met Bertha through her sister. Now, Bertha and I, we're good friends, you know, but back then, when I met her, I didn't know she was an AKA. I didn't know I would run into her later in the sorority meeting, you know. And it's just finding out that I had a social worker when I was growing up, because we were very poor, and we had a social worker. And she worked with my mother, you know, trying to see that we were okay and everything, and had the right benefits and everything. Found out that was Willa, not him. Willa, can't think of her last name right now, but she found out later when I got involved in the sorority that she was a SAR. And like I said about Eunice Baker Johnson, I didn't know when I was in elementary school that she was a sorority member. I had no idea. But she even spent her Saturdays working with us and trying to cultivate us. And she was a very caring person, you know. She was very, but boy, she was a teacher, though. I mean, she... she made you learn. You got it or else, you know. And it was just different ones that I had made friends with and had been, you know, over me through the years, and I had no idea they were AKs. So they're some terrific people, They really are. They're special.
They live good lives.
Yes, yes.
They mentor you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to share?
Oh, I don't know. What else would you like to know?
Anything that you'd like to share with us about the sorority and your involvement in it?
Oh, the sorority is great. You know, I always, of course, I have a habit of working on the same committees most of the time. And I'm really interested in health, and I know the sorority is interested in the health of women, you know, and particularly Black women. And that's the reason I always work on the health committee and, of course, community service. And we really do render community service. And it's interesting, though, in doing this, the people that you meet and work end up working with outside of the sorority. And then, of course, there's the AKA connection. You know, that's another. And so I just enjoy working with those, and it brings you in with other people also, you know, outside of the sorority. Mm-hmm.
Well, Lavinia, thank you for sharing your story. This concludes the recording for Lavinia Phillips, dated November the 5th, 2016, at Midwest Genealogical Center.